Hello everyone. I'm making this recording in early April, and my apologies for not producing one in March. Commitments and activities seem to come from all directions in March, and I just didn't have time to do it. Today, I want to speak with you about astrology and why we benefit from referencing it, particularly during times of healing or deep transformation and spiritual opening. I think I want to begin with a piece about what astrology really provides for us. And this is important to appreciate. And that is that for every moment, every day, every year in our known history, we can track where the planets are. And so we can see the universal influences or global influences that are in effect. This data is accurate, which is an incredible gift. We know what's happening at that level. So it's a beautiful view into any time in our global life and any time in our personal life. We can use this data to understand the timing of things. So we can understand why certain times in history produce certain experiences. Certain times in history produce certain challenges or opportunities or progress. We can understand in our personal lives why in a set of years, why something was, why there were a lot of changes, or why there were challenges that were present, or why growth happened so beautifully and gracefully. So the calendar piece of it is absolutely of great benefit for us to utilize. Now, every astrologer uses this data, and every astrologer interprets differently, depending on their orientation, their other work, their life history, their sensitivities, but the data is clear. The other piece, which may be most important for you, is the birth chart. So at the moment of your birth, the exact moment of your birth, we see what's happening astrologically. We know what planets are in what signs. We know what planets are in relationship to one another. And the moment of your birth, we know what sign and what degree was on the horizon line. That's known as your ascendant, and that is the moment of your embodiment. So that's when you entered this earth as a physical being. And that gives you an appreciation for how you're oriented in this life and what's of great interest to you and how you engage. So I just find that very amazing and very beautiful to know that moment is so unique. The birth chart can be called the soul blueprint. We can see a great deal in the birth chart. We can see a lot about your energy and energy system. We can understand the quality of energy represented by each of the planets. And I think of the planets like chakras in a way. They're obviously not chakras, but I feel that. So Mars, which is very akin to the third chakra, is really going to show how you assert your energy. The quality of the ways that you assert your energy, maybe you're more yin in that assertion, maybe more yang, maybe more practical, maybe more creative. And we see that manifested through each of the planets being qualified by the sign and the house and the relationship to other planets. So we can see the complexity of a person. You can begin to understand the layers of your own consciousness and the complications of your life and the depth of your karmic patterns and how they orient you a certain way. It's an amazing affirmation and confirmation of your very being. And by having that confirmation or affirmation, it, I think, creates a context for you to understand yourself and appreciate yourself and to recognize that you are not like anyone else, that every person is unique and different. And you want to live according to your own nature, and other people live according to their own nature. Your reactions to certain things are different and unique to you. Other people have their own unique and different reactions as well. And that's all very clear when you begin to look at birth charts. Now, the birth chart is the foundation, but day to day, hour to hour, month to month, year to year, planets are transiting in the sky as they are now and activating certain points in your chart. So at any given time, you could have a Jupiter influence to your Venus, you could have a Saturn influence to your Sun, you could have Uranus crossing your ascendant. You can have influences really activate different points in your chart. And those activations have different consequences. And they represent different things, represent different opportunities, events, challenges. They invite a certain opening. They designate growth. They designate cycles. They designate times of resolution or taking on something and deepening commitment. It's very beautiful and very layered what these ongoing influences can tell you. And so what that does is it puts, as I said earlier, puts your life or any given time in your life in context. And that's obviously important because then you understand the time frame that's happening and what might be asked of you. If you're having a Jupiter transit, which is calling for expansion and growth and stretching yourself and taking risk, that is very different from a Saturn transit that is requiring a concentration of energy or a contraction of energy. Very different. And so what happens is you can feel radically changed when a transit comes along. Some are more mild and it can feel very natural to change in a certain direction, but some are not mild and they really can shock a person. Suddenly they are orienting their life in a whole new direction. So this can be important in terms of your own healing process. Maybe you are working at healing something from childhood or healing a piece around a relationship that you're in or working with healing of your physical body. These drives for healing and resolution come from deep within your soul. And there are qualities represented by planets that can show that, in fact, this is a good timing for you and can show how this is going to unfold. If it's a Pluto transit, maybe there will be a crisis that ensues and there can be a sense of breakdown or disintegration before there's birth. If there's a Uranus influence that can manifest a certain way, there can be a sudden change. You didn't have any desire for that change, but it's here and now you have to adjust. There can be, through any major transit, there can be a change in your physical energy and your energy system. And that's really important to understand in terms of physical healing. So if you're having a Saturn influence and you have a contracted energy. You need to work with that so that you can nourish yourself and keep yourself open and rested, and not overdo your overdo your activity. If you have a Mars influence that for whatever reason is a little longer, maybe there's a retrograde of Mars, you can be very fiery, very willful, and in your body be very hyper or even aggressive. And you can have to work with that in a certain way. So it's good to know what's happening. Sometimes people ask me, well, is it a good time for a surgery or a good time for a medical procedure? And I say, well, you know, it's not that we're going to see a good time necessarily, but we need to avoid the times that can bring challenge. Some influences show there can be a strong inclination to bleeding or not healing. The immune system is somehow challenged, and you can see that in the influences to the birth chart. So all kinds of things here that are important to pay attention to. Other contexts that are important, deep transformation. Well, if your life suddenly starts going through a lot of activity, I knew one gal who, she was a lovely person. She had 8 deaths in about 18 months occur in her life. Well, she was having a Pluto transit. Pluto transits last for intermittently for 2 years. And so she needed to understand what Pluto was about. She needed to understand what comes with Pluto, release and rebirth. And understanding that gave her a way to appreciate it and to also move through it. After big transits like that, there's always a time for integration. It can take 2 to 3 years to get compass points back and get your bearings and centeredness back. But boy, it's really good to understand that that's what's happening, and that your life has changed in this radical way. So we do want to appreciate that. And I personally am very interested in understanding larger cycles that happen. And that can be helpful the older we get to reflect back on cycles. So, for example, Jupiter's on a 12-year cycle, Saturn's on a 29-year cycle, Chiron is on a 50-year cycle, which means that it takes that long for that planet to go completely through all the signs. So every 29 years, Saturn would be on your sun. Every 50 years, Chiron would be back in its Chiron birth position, mimicking where you were, where Chiron was, excuse me, at the moment of your birth. So you see these cycles, and you begin to appreciate that we are living in a experience of multiple cycles, and that each one governs a aspect of how we are evolving. That just fascinates me, and it fascinates me from looking at a global perspective too. So it really gives us, I think, a strong appreciation for the way that we are living is not just based on what we are choosing day to day or creating day to day, but that there's a context and a container of evolution that we can track, that we can talk about, that we can recognize, and that in understanding it, we become more connected to our own process, and I think more trusting, and feel and gain a feeling of safety and appreciation for what's happening. So I hope this is helpful. This was not meant to be an astrology class or astrology lesson. But I did want to give you an appreciation for why astrology can serve you and how it can serve you. And also point you in the direction of an amazing tool that you can reference with or without an astrologer. You can get online, you can look, you know, in books, and you can begin to understand astrology on a very basic level, and it can still be very helpful. So many blessings to you. If you have any questions, please contact me. Bye for now.